It is the most searched for costume nationwide and also in the DC area. Wonder Woman was one of the, really, by some measures, the one truly successful blockbuster of this year's summer movie offerings. And so that obviously has spurred a lot of interest in that costume. Generally speaking, according to the Google search rankings, comic book characters account for somewhere between 10 and 15% of the costumes that people search for every year. But Wonder Woman is ticking way, way up. And in fact, blowing past some of the more popular costumes of recent years, including Clown. And I was actually sort of surprised. Clown is number 3 right now on the list. And, you know, one of the other successful movies this year was the remake of Stephen King's It, in which, I don't think this is a spoiler to know that the monster slash villain is essentially an evil clown named Pennywise. And I've been seeing all kinds of clown decor around Chicago, where we do Halloween really big. But as a costume category, it's been actually declining in search results. Although, Google doesn't rule out the fact that people might be Googling Pennywise costumes rather than clown costumes or, you know, It costumes. So it could be that clown is just suffering because people are searching for clown synonyms.
Just kind of moving up and down the list here, unicorn is 4th, and then rabbit is 5th, higher than some others. For example, witch is lower down on the list, pirate is lower on the list, and zombie, I would have thought just with the continuing popularity of The Walking Dead, zombie would be higher than number 9.
Yeah, I would have thought that too. I can only imagine that this point, anybody who really wants a zombie costume probably already has one. So it sort of makes a little bit of sense that it's fallen a little bit in prominence. You know, and rabbit apparently is a big popular one year after year, but you know, a lot of people who quote dress unquote as a rabbit, really they're just buying a pair of ears and sticking it on their head. It's that kind of low maintenance, low commitment costume. I was sort of surprised to see unicorn trending up, if only because if you're really doing the full unicorn, you basically have to put on a horse costume. You know, and it still can get warm weather in late October around these parts. So you don't want to be wearing too much clothing, I guess. But who knows? People have their fantasies.
Absolutely. Last thought on these costumes, Matt?
Yeah, I think my last thought, it is sort of striking that some of these ones that are not pegged to major media things, you know, I'm thinking clown, rabbit, witch, pirate. Yeah, once in a while there'll be something in pop culture that boosts their popularity, but these are sort of the go-tos. You know, these are the icons of not just popular culture, but kind of childhood fantasy and storytelling. You know, they come back year after year after year, and it's interesting that they have an enduring popularity that the brand-driven ones do not. And I think that says something about people's imaginations, namely that we still have some.